Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer. British Museum, Garamay senses the presence of the supposedly drowned Dr. Fu Manchu. He indicates to Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie the elderly recluse, Professor Jenamon, explorer and orientalist. Given up as dead, following his drowning with Fu Manchu, Inspector Weymouth has discovered a raving maniac near his home. Believing that Professor Jenamon may be an ally of Fu Manchu's, Nayland Smith has him held for questioning, and under a gray wig and false beard, he discovers Fu Manchu. Stipulating that he be left alone with Weymouth, Fu Manchu agrees to restore the inspector to sanity. As Weymouth leaves the house, a sane man, the building bursts into uncontrollable flames with Fu Manchu apparently still inside.
Thomas, instruct your men to watch closely. If Fu Manchu comes out of that inferno, take him.
Great Scott, Mr. Smith. No one could possibly survive those flames.
Nevertheless, keep a sharp lookout.
Right, sir. Those flames were abnormal, Nayland.
Oh, I was a fool to trust him. But what else could I do? He at least kept his word regarding Weymouth.
Thank heaven for that. But how on earth could he have produced such an all-embracing and swift fire?
Heaven knows, Petrie. Case containing the substance for Weymouth's cure. Must have been something in that.
This time, Nayland, there can be no mistake. He is dead. He lighted his own funeral fire.
Well, I'll not be sure until I've personally combed the ashes of that building. I say, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
You're positive no one could have left that building undetected?
Positive, sir. Not a single loophole of escape.
Good. And Weymouth?
I've sent him home, sir, with one of our men. What happened, Mr. Smith? The report was circulated to the yard that Weymouth had been drowned along with that madman in there.
We all thought so, Thomas. Thank heaven we were mistaken. No doubt he'll make a full report of the occurrence to his chief. You'd better get back to your men.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Thomas, as soon as the fire department has that fire out, we'll go through these ashes with rakes. We'll be looking for traces of human bones. Weymouth miraculously restored to sanity by the man he fought, the place in flames, burned to the ground with a rapidity that points to some hidden agency, yet not a trace of human ashes.
Well, he couldn't have gotten away in the confusion, Nayland. There was no possible chance of escape. A rat couldn't have passed Thomas's men undetected.
Then how are we to account for the absence of any bones?
We must remember that as a chemist, he has no equal. I'd say that whatever caused that fire to burn so swiftly and savagely, very likely also consumed Fu Manchu's remains.
I hope you're right. But his last speech to us out of that inferno, was it the taunt of a madman bent on self-destruction or the jibe of a clever scientist and the most elusive being ever born?
Will we ever know the answer to that? But whatever it was, his voice was raised not in anguish, but in triumph.
Gad, had that man only been born under another star, What a godsend he might have been to humanity, to civilization.
Yes. Strange that a man should turn the intelligence of such stupendous brain power, such vast knowledge, to the perpetration of crime.
Yes, the most dreadful being who ever threatened the peace of the civilized world.
You know, Nayland, I'm almost positive that this weird being had conceived some kind of admiration. Respect is perhaps a better word for Weymouth.
He had, Petrie. Very much so. Weymouth is absolutely the opposite type. It was very likely the admiration of a brainy man for brawn and muscle. Though Fu Manchu was by no means a weakling himself.
I was just going to say, the fight he had on the launch with the inspector proved that.
His was the strength of madness, Petrie. Ordinarily, he'd have been no match for Weymouth. However, Fu Manchu was capable of strange sentiments. You have a similar feeling about yourself.
About me? Oh, come, Nayland. Fu Manchu regarded me as, well, as a nitwit. He had little respect for my mentality.
Then why, during the several times you were in his power, didn't he destroy you? Had you ever thought of that? It would have been simple enough.
Yes, I suppose it would.
And never can we be positive of his death. Oh, by the way, Sir Basil has just told me the time to return to Burma.
To Burma? Great Scott, man. Aren't you entitled to arrest after all this?
Oh, the powers that be grant me a fortnight. I'm leaving then.
I shall miss you, Nayland.
Not to mention Karamay. She and Ali will be with me as far as Alexandria.
I hope she's able to locate her family. You're going to help her, of course.
All I can, naturally. No one for me this time, old chap. Probably one of your patients.
Dr. Petrie speaking.
Hello, Petrie. Sir Basil. Is Nayland there?
Oh, right here, Sir Basil.
Put him on, will you, old chap?
Just a moment. No rest for the weary, Nayland.
Hmm?
Sir Basil Townsend of Scotland Yard.
Oh, great Scott. Can't they let a man catch his breath? Yes, Chief?
Sorry to interrupt the beginning of your vacation, old man, but are you at liberty to come to the yard, to my office immediately?
Of course, sir. What's up?
We'll hold the details until you get here. Oh, bring Dr. Petrie.
Righto, sir, at once.
Sit down, gentlemen. Sorry, Nayland, to have had to call you, but something in your line has only just come up.
In my line? What is it, Chief?
Heaven knows. If I weren't positive that Fu Manchu was dead, I'd almost believe that... However, you and Petrie haven't had commonplace lives lately. Fu Manchu sort of that. But if I'm not mistaken, even stranger things are ahead of you.
It's almost impossible, Sir Basil. Terror can have no blacker meaning than that which Fu Manchu gave to it. But as you say, Fu Manchu is dead.
That being the case, Chief, what have I to fear?
You have to fear the Si Fan.
By Jove. The Si Fan. I've always felt that Fu Manchu was the servant of others.
Right, Nayland. We knew he wasn't the head of the organization which dealt in wholesale murder, which aimed at upsetting the balance of the world. I think you even know the name of the certain mandarin and member of the Black Poppies who was his immediate superior.
I do. But I've never dared guess at the identity of what we may call the head center. Then I suppose, sir, my return to Burma is postponed.
For the present, at least. Caused by the sudden arrival of Sir Gregory Hale, former attaché of the British Embassy at Peking.
Sir Gregory? Here in London?
At the New Louvre Hotel. Suite 14A, fourth floor.
Has he made a report to the India office?
On the contrary. He hasn't entered any office. Nor will he receive any representatives. He's been locked up in his suite since his arrival a week ago.
But I thought he'd only just arrived.
So did we. Until we learned differently.
Oh, great Scott. Is the man mad to lock himself up in that fashion?
Either mad, Nayland, or the savior of the Indian Empire. Just what do you know of him?
Oh, not a great deal. In fact, only slightly. He honored me at one time with the belief that I was the only man in Europe worthy of his confidence.
He resigned his appointment at Peking some 8 months ago, didn't he?
Yes, and set out on a private expedition to the Mongolian frontier with the intention of visiting some place in the Gobi Desert. From the time he crossed the frontier, he disappeared for 6 months.
To reappear in London a week ago. Only today, he advised the India office of his return by telephone. He demanded that no one but you be sent to seek him.
No one but...
None other, old chap. So great is my faith in his knowledge of Far Eastern matters... that your return to Burma is postponed indefinitely.
I suppose, then, I'm to go to the new Louvre Hotel.
At once. Take a suite on the same floor. You'll go with him, Dr. Petrie. That is, if you can spare the time.
Of course, gladly.
Good. Keep in touch with me, Nayland, and... watch out for the Si Fan.
A strange business, Petrie. stranger, I believe, than any we've known even with Dr. Fu Manchu.
Oh, that would be utterly impossible, Nealon.
It would seem so, wouldn't it? Yet I'm positive that Fu Manchu is, or was, connected with... Do you hear anything, Petrie?
A sort of tapping?
Yes, listen. Strange how things like that make you hold your breath, eh?
Our experience with Fu Manchu has made us act like nervous old women. But tell me, who or what is this Si Fan you and Sir Basil seem to be so familiar with?
Possibly the real and as yet unsolved riddle of Tibet. A mystery concealed from the world behind the veil of Lamaism. And Sir Gregory Hale is the man who has dared to raise that veil. Mm. Let's look him up.
Yes, that's 314A, isn't it? And it's almost across the hall.
Lock the door, Petrie.
Right.
Oh, yes, there's sweet 14A, just...
Oh, I beg your pardon, gentlemen. Hey, can you help me? He's my master. Come and see him, for heaven's sake. Come and see him.
Now, steady, old man. Steady. What's wrong?
He's dying or going mad, sir. I never disobeyed his orders before, but I can't stand it. I can't help myself.
Who are you? What's your trouble?
I'm Beatson, Sir Gregory Hale's man.
Sir Gregory? Come on, Petrie. I don't see him in the sitting room. Where is he, Beatson?
The bedroom. In there, sir.
Great Scott! Can this creature be Sir Gregory Hale? Lift him up, Peter. He seems to be choking.
Glass of water, Beatson, hurry.
What is it, Petrie? In heaven's name, what is it?
I don't know. Apparently losing the power of speech.
The water. He was stricken dumb, gentlemen, a few minutes ago.
Bring this, Sir Gregory. Here.
No. Help me. Smith. Write.
He wants to write. Huh? Quick, Petrie. Hold him up. Here's Sir Gregory. My notebook and pencil.
He dropped off to sleep out there in the other room. I brought him here and laid him on the bed. And when he woke up, he was like that. There it is again. That tapping. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Listen.
Sir Gregory. Look, gentlemen.
By Jove.
Pull yourself together, Beatson. I'm afraid there's nothing can be done for Sir Gregory now. He's dead.
Dead? Dead?
The paper, Petrie. He wrote 6 lines.
Huh? What is it?
Guard my diary. Tibetan frontier. Key of India. Yellow rising. Watch Tibet and the Si Fan. And beware man with limp.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.